1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now, concerning what you wrote to me about the funds that are to be raised to help the people of God in Judea. So you see, Paul had this plan that the Gentiles, that's the non-Jews whom he'd baptized, should try to help the poor Christian Jews in Jerusalem and in Judah or Judea. Because, for one thing, there was a famine there, so people were poor, there's been a drought, the rains hadn't come. And for another thing, they were no longer supported by the temple because they'd been baptized and had left the synagogue system, which used to support them. So Paul had this idea that churches like Corinth, who were made up of non-Jews, could gather money and maybe food and other kinds of help and send it to these Jewish Christians. And that would be an example of how Jews and non-Jews were all coming together in the body of Christ. It was a nice idea, but all through the letters to the Corinthians, especially the second letter, you see how it didn't quite work out. So he says, you must do what I told the churches in Galatia to do. On the first day of every week, that's when they, presumably when they met to break bread together, you must put aside some money, according to what you earn, and save it up so that there will be no need to collect lots of money when I come. So we should give money or give regularly, not just think, oh, I'll be generous just once in a while. It should be a regular part of our living and our life that we are generous to others in whatever way we can be. When I come, he says, I will write some letters of introduction to the men whom you approve, and they will take your gift to Jerusalem. And if it seems the right thing for me also to go with them, then I will. And I will come to you after I've gone through Macedonia. I have to go through Macedonia. I'll probably spend some time with you. Perhaps I'll spend the winter with you. And then you can bring me forward on my journey, wherever it is I shall go next. Now, when you look at those maps of Paul's journeys, typically they got a red line on the map showing where he was going, you might think that he started off thinking, well, I'm coming from here and I shall go there and then I shall go there. But that's not how he saw it while it was happening. We can look back and see that's what was happening, but for him it wasn't like that. He went where God led him by the Spirit. He says, I do want to see you, not just for a brief time, just in transit passing through. I would really like to spend a longer time with you, if the Lord wills. Now, as James says, whatever we plan, we are to say God willing, or if the Lord allows it. Because you make your plans and you really don't know what might happen. And we want to follow God's will, not deciding what I want to do, but always saying, well, this is what seems best to me, but let the Lord decide where I should go and when. I'll stay here in Ephesus until the Feast of Pentecost. So he was in Ephesus when he was writing this. A great door of opportunity has been opened here, although there are many adversaries. If Timothy comes to you, be certain to make him feel most welcome and at peace amongst you, because he works for the Lord just as I do. Nobody should despise him, but you rather should encourage him to continue on his journey in peace, so that he will return to me, because I'm expecting him to return with the brothers. So Timothy was maybe a bit like us. Because he was younger than the others, he felt that he couldn't quite be confident and have a sense of authority, because in those days, young people didn't have the respect which older people had. And so Paul is saying, no, you respect him, not because he's old or young, but because he works for the Lord. Now, concerning Apollos, our brother, I have often tried to get him to visit you with the other brothers, but he has not been persuaded that he should go at this time. But when he gets the opportunity, he will come. You see how Paul thought one thing, but Apollos thought another. And we should be at one and have unity amongst us in the sense that we believe in the same Lord Jesus and we believe we shall live forever together and we're trying to serve him now. But that doesn't mean that we're all going to see things the same way. Paul thought Apollos should go and visit Corinth straight away, but he says that he had not really convinced Apollos. Be strong, stand firm in the faith. Be brave. All the things that you do, you must do in love. So being bold and strong is doing everything in love. Doesn't mean being aggressive. It means that the true strength is to live in love. Now about Stephanas and his household. They were the first fruits of our work in Achaia. They were presumably the first people who got baptized in that province. And they have addicted themselves to the service of God's people. So, my brothers, I beg you to follow the example of people like that and of anyone else who works and serves with them. So that is what our lives should be. Not just a hobby, not a mere religion, but a total constant devotion to serving Jesus. I'm glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus. They have compensated for your absence and have encouraged me, just as they encouraged you. Such men as these are worthy of all respect. And so the churches in the whole area of Asia send their greetings. Aquila and Priscilla, the church that meets in their house, send their greetings in Christ. All the brethren here send their greetings. So Aquila and Priscilla had a church that met in their house. And we'd be wrong to imagine that the Christian community in the first century was sort of huge. It was made up of house churches. And the archaeologists, the people who dig up the past and try to discover old things, they have not found any evidence that in the first 100 years after Jesus, there were any buildings that were specifically built as Christian churches. Rather, there's evidence that people met in homes. So in some Christian homes, for example, there were sort of Christian drawings or mosaics on the walls. But there is no evidence that there were specific churches built. So really, Christianity outside Jerusalem anyway, was really a group of what we would call house churches. And he says all the churches in the province of Asia send their greetings. But you know, when Paul dies, and he's about to die, and he writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, he says, all those in Asia have turned away from me. That's pretty sad that people believe and then they get twisted and turned against the very person who did so much for them. And yet, Jesus writes to those churches in Revelation, so it's clear that they will still be in the kingdom, even though they turned against Paul. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. Whoever does not love the Lord, may he be anathema. That is, may he be cursed. Maranatha, may our Lord come soon. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. My love is with you all in Christ Jesus.